Over 2 weeks after Haiti was hit by a devastating earthquake, the situation in the country remains one of the world's biggest news stories, with aid organizations and soldiers struggling to distribute food, water, and medical care to many hundreds of thousands of people who have been left homeless. Czech radio journalist Pavel Polák arrived in Haiti 4 days after the earthquake and reported on the situation there for over a week before returning to Prague. Ian Willoughby spoke to him about his experiences.
What I could see there followed what was on TV, what was written about the situation in Haiti. But what I saw there was, softer than was described in media, but it was very hard as well. Corpses were still lying under the debris and no more on the streets of Port-au-Prince. People were really desperate, they were hungry, thirsty. That was the main picture what I saw the very first day I arrived in Port-au-Prince.
Was there any one particular moment that stood out for you?
Well, I must say that when I landed in Santo Domingo, because my way started in Santo Domingo, and I tried to cross the border to Haiti, because it wasn't possible to land in Port-au-Prince. At the moment I landed in Santo Domingo, I just planned what has to be done, and I didn't have any emotional thoughts about what can happen. I think that was working like machine, just this has to be done, I have to be careful, and so on. But, well, experienced one thing, and this is the smell of rotten bodies. Now there are thousands of corpses lying under the debris, and this sweet smell which was present in the city, that was something couldn't really get used to it.
There has been some criticism of the manner in which the relief operation has been carried out. What is your perspective on those criticisms?
In the very first days, the main problem was the logistic. There was no problem with relief material and with relief help. Another problem was the coordination, because every humanitarian aid agency was just acting as one unit, and I think it had to be more organized. It would definitely help.
Czech radio journalist Pavel Polák, just back from Haiti, and he was speaking there to my colleague Ian.